For some students, high school is hard, and it's even more difficult when chronic health problems keep a student from attending classes. Evans Community School in Central Florida is trying to do something about that by bringing health care to the school campus. As Abe Avaria with Health News Florida reports, the idea seems to be catching on in some other schools, including one in Pasco County.
Teresa Civil is a high school junior and a wrestler. She has a big smile and a big laugh, and she's got big plans for after high school. She wants to be a homicide detective, get her PhD, and become an Army engineer. She frets about her health. Any little thing wrong, she goes to the doctor. That used to mean making an appointment and waiting weeks for an opening. Now Civil sees the doctor in the hall, and the next morning she's being seen at Evans Wellness Cottage. She calls it a second home.
I can just get up and like, I need a doctor's appointment. I can go by myself. It allows me to be independent, and it's convenient for my mom as well. So she doesn't have to take time off and bring me to the doctor or schedule an appointment that's 2 months later, and eventually I might end up dying.
The Wellness Cottage sits behind Evans Community School in a small modular building. It was built with $500,000 in grant money and has seen more than 1,000 patients since opening in December. It's a partnership between the University of Central Florida, the nonprofit Children's Home Society, and clinic operators True Health. Orange County Schools Superintendent Barbara Jenkins says the Wellness Cottage at the high school takes direct aim at a big problem. It's hard to focus on school if you or a family member are sick.
And so while we may have fragile families and fragile students, if we bundle around them, if we provide the wraparound services, if we keep them from worrying about adult issues that no child should have to worry about, we know they won't break. They'll be strong.
Tasha Casaccio, spokeswoman for clinic operator True Health, gave a tour.
And it's all new and clean, so...
The Wellness Cottage manages chronic diseases like asthma, diabetes, and high blood pressure. Students can get physicals, lab work, and prescriptions, and they have space to bring in behavioral health counselors. And they even have a dental clinic.
We have a dentist and two dental techs that are here. We do cleanings, oral cancer screenings, x-rays, exams, extractions, and fillings.
Evans is in the low-income neighborhood of Pine Hills, just 5 miles east of downtown Orlando. There are nowhere near enough doctors and dentists to serve the area's 60,000, mostly African-American residents. That shortage of primary care doctors and dentists led the Federal Health Resources and Services Administration to award the grant to build the Wellness Cottage. And it isn't just open for students. It's open for residents in the area, offering all the same services as a free clinic. Sometimes when a student is sick, the family will come in as well. That's how the Wellness Cottage is able to stay open. The clinic is expected to cost about $800,000 a year to operate, and that money comes from adult patients who have some ability to pay or have insurance and are using the clinic. Plans already are underway to duplicate the Wellness Cottage in other parts of Florida. So far, there are 3 grants, including one in Pasco County, just north of Tampa. Ray Gadd is overseeing that grant for the Pasco County School Board.
The number of problems and issues that teachers deal with are significant, and it is very difficult for teachers to be all things to all children. The idea behind the community school is that, in essence, the community wraps the school in support services.
Those services are one reason Teresa Civil says she'll be graduating from Evans Community School next year. She hopes other kids like her will be able to see a doctor when they're sick.
They're used to, oh, you'll be okay, just suck it up, you know. And it's like, it's hard to focus on getting my work done and continue coming to school when I'm physically and emotionally not stable. So with the doctor here, not that far from your school, it's like, okay, they're taking a weight off your shoulder. Now you can focus on the things that are important and that's going to help you in your future.
That little bit of help keeps her dreams big and within reach. For Health News Florida, I'm Abe Abaraya in Orlando.
WUSF reporter Daylena Miller contributed to this report, and you can learn more about the community school on our website, healthnewsflorida.org.